This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we discuss the issue of alcohol use, one thing that some people believe is that Jesus Christ could never have drank alcohol. Some will try to argue he did not make water into wine, actual wine that contained alcohol. We've dealt with that already. However, let's look at Luke 7:33 to 34. It says, "For John the Baptist came eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he is a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." In the context, that makes it clear the contrast between John the Baptist and Jesus. John the Baptist, who ate no bread and drank no wine, Jesus Christ, who ate and drank. The context would lead us to believe that Jesus Christ did, in fact, drink wine. That the contrast of John not drinking any wine means that the drink, then in Luke 7:33 and 34, the drink is alcohol. This would lead us to believe that Jesus, in fact, did drink alcohol, which means if Jesus did so and he can never sin, then drinking of alcohol in and of itself is not a sin. However, drunkenness is always condemned as a sin. On tomorrow's podcast, we're going to ask the question, can Christians drink alcohol in today's day and age with so many other options?
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.